Nolte, Chris Wallace silent as Buttigieg trashes Fox News. Lies about GOP taking away health care. By John Nolte on May 20, 2019. The Fox News Channel's Chris Wallace was humiliated Sunday as he allowed Pete Buttigieg, DN, to walk all over him with insults and lies. During Sunday's New Hampshire town hall, Mean Little Mayor Pete trashed Wallace's Fox News colleagues. Two of the network's biggest stars, Tucker Carlson and Laura Ingraham, directly to Wallace's face, and Wallace said nothing in their defense. "You know, a lot of folks in my party were critical of me for even going this with Fox News. And I get that, especially when you see what's going on with some of the opinion hoists on this network. I mean, you got Tucker Carlson saying immigrants make America dirty. When you've got Laura Ingraham comparing detention centers with children in cages to summer camps. The presidential candidate and mayor of South Bend, Indiana, then attacked Fox News as a whole. "There is a reason why anybody has to swallow hard or think twice before participating in this media ecosystem." Watch below as the gutless Wallace says nothing in reply. Other than, "All right, mayor, we got to take a break here. Honestly, this is the first time I have ever witnessed something like this. In all my years of watching the media, never before have I seen a purported news anchor remain silent as one of his guests, a politician, no less, trashed his colleagues and network. This was not only a cowardly act on Wallace's part. If Fox News allows this to stand, we are watching the end of Fox News as we know it. A network that at one time never would have allowed this from a Democrat or Republican. If Fox News is so desperate to kowtow to Democrats, so desperate to suck up and play footsie that this remains unchallenged, the Democrats have won their battle to receive not just special treatment from Fox, but to come on their air and walk all over Fox. The Democrat boycott against Fox was always a power play. A way to bully Fox into giving the jackass party the same soft treatment they receive from the rest of the establishment media, and on Sunday night it worked. Worse still, without challenging him or even asking a follow-up, Wallace allowed Buttigieg to deliberately mislead Fox News viewers. "We're the ones trying to get you a raise in there. The Republican Party, the ones blocking it. We're the ones trying to preserve your health care, they're the ones trying to take it away. We're the ones actually prepared to deliver on something like paid family leave, and they're against it. These are all lies." To begin with, Trump has focused much of his presidency and economic policy on increasing wages, and it's working. Finally, Trump backs paid family leave and intends to push hard for it in the coming months. Listen, I'm not in favor of news anchors doing fact checks. That's just obnoxious and an abuse of power. But for Wallace to just sit there like Buttigieg's toady and allow these false platitudes, these provable lies to go unchallenged is a breathtaking dereliction of duty. But this is what we have come to expect from Wallace, who only poses as an objective journalist when it comes to protecting Democrats like Buttigieg, but is always happy to hurl opinions if it damages Trump. Who will ever forget Wallace gushing over the credibility of Christine Blasey Ford, the woman who spread the now debunked hoax about being assaulted by Brett Kavanaugh during his Supreme Court confirmation hearings? After a mere 15 minutes, into what was going to be a full day of testimony and hearings, Wallace stumbled on the air drunk on his own wokeness to tell the world she is extremely credible and this is a disaster for Republicans. Ford's testimony is extremely emotional, extremely raw, and extremely credible. No could listen to her deliver those words and talk about the assault and the impact it had had on her life and not have your heart go out to her. This is a disaster for the Republicans. Then he threw in this nonsense. Over the course of this week, like I think a lot of American families, my family, a lot of it on email, has been discussing this and disagreeing and arguing about it. And two of my daughters have told me stories that I had never heard before about things that happened to them in high school. Forget about his left-wing bias, look at just how wrong Wallace's analysis is there, dead wrong. The Kavanaugh hoax did not end up being a disaster for Republicans. It ended up being a disaster for Democrats during the 2018 midterms because the obscenity of these false accusations drove up Republican turnout, which helped the GOP hold onto the Senate. Wallace is not only biased, he's as useless as all our other media experts. Yep, Wallace is Mr. Opinion when it comes to Trump. Wallace asks tough questions and follow-ups when it's a Trump guy, he's even willing to throw in insults and snark. But when he stands in front of a Democrat, Wallace collapses into a pile of spineless goo. A fluffer, a coward who refuses to defend his own. A quisling afraid of asking a single tough question or follow-up. And the issue was not time constraints. Wallace had time to ask mean little Mayor Pete about what guilty pleasures he watches on television. Answer, Game of Thrones, and if there were any moments on the campaign trail so cool he had to pinch himself. Democrats sure got it good. Wallace needs to worry a little less about what CNN will say about him and a little more about his own credibility and legacy. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.